This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. My yard and garden news from the University of Minnesota came with a really interesting article I wanted to share with you. Julie Weisenhorn with the Hort Department has had 30 years of gardening in her yard and has developed 5 considerations for a sustainable landscape design. Now's the time to really look at your landscape. Weisenhorn suggests grabbing a clipboard and heading outside to take notes of what you want and need to do in your yard and garden. Think about maintenance, things like snow removal and snow storage, plant spacing to maintain access to areas around your home. I once planted a boxwood under the heat vent. Let's just say it's not there anymore. The idea of sustainable includes planting habitat and food resources for pollinators, reducing water runoff, and choosing plants that are suited to your current growing conditions and that will not just survive, but thrive. I have resources on my website, gardenbite.com, along with a link to her article. A number of other considerations include your budget and your time commitment. Do you love gardening or do you just like it? How much time are you willing to commit to caring for it? What do you want to see in your landscape? Flowers, shrubs, trees, vegetable garden space? What colors would you like? Is there a view out a window you'd like to dress up? Maybe a water feature? There are lots of considerations. One thing to always remember is you can change it. If you've planted something you thought you'd love and turns out it's more annoying than enjoyable, don't be afraid to change it. As always, send me your questions, comments, and suggestions on topics you want to know about. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Be sure to go to my website, gardenbite.com, and find all kinds of information. Remember, the garden is no place to stress for success, but to soak up some sun and renew your spirit. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.